When you need to refuel between meetings or running errands, or you just want a healthy snack that squashes your hunger, Wonderful Pistachios, which come in a variety of flavors and sizes, by the way, are the perfect choice to fill you up and keep you going throughout the day. Wonderful Pistachios is also a good source of protein and a zero-guilt snack. Each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, guys, which gives you over 10% of your daily value. And with flavors like salt and pepper, sweet chili, and seasoned salt in the shelled variety, options like chili roasted, sea salt, and vinegar or jalapeno lime in the no-shell variety, you're sure to please your taste buds while snacking healthy. So check out wonderfulpistachios.com to learn more about how these little green wonders can power up your day.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Listening to The Jillian Michaels Show. Word! Oh, God.
You know, some of you guys know that we record several shows at a time because Janice has another job, so it's very rare that we can get her down here, which is why we can't be current.
The quality of
our show has been compromised.
Oh, my God. It's because of you.
No.
Oh, no. I'm going to be in Indonesia tomorrow. Sorry, can't come.
No, not
yes?
the truth. No.
Jillian.
That's a lie.
Jillian, please
never been
don't,
to Indonesia.
Don't lie to... Okay, Spain.
I've never been there.
So I gotta go to Spain.
I've never been to Indonesia.
We're going to film me on a step climber thing in the middle of the Himalayas.
No. Spain is not the Himalayas. That's north of India.
Well, it's, you know...
Am I right, Jake?
Should I check on a map?
I think I'm right.
You know what? Geography is our specialty here on the Jillian Michaels Show.
So anyway, we're trying to get back into the swing here because I am a bit gleeful. And I thought, how can I sober myself up a bit? I'll let Janice talk for a while.
That's not fair.
Life's not fair, Manis.
No, this is true. I must admit, I'm still not talking. I haven't had a conversation with my friend that where we kind of had a faltering.
Jake, shocker.
Why is that such a shocker?
Because I knew you weren't going to do it, which is why I tried to get you to do it in the studio.
You know what? I'm not going to rehash this whole conversation.
No, you're not.
Oh, I'm just saying that sometimes, you know what? I was talking to Joe before you guys came into the studio.
Yeah.
And Joe, who helps Rick run all his Rick D's, which is where we record. Joe runs all Rick's stuff.
Right.
Okay.
Joe's not talking to Rick D's?
No. No, I'm just saying that Joe just said out of the blue, he just said, you know, I have a friend that I haven't talked to. And we took years that we didn't talk. And as soon as we started talking again, it was like nothing happened. They just picked up where they left off. And I thought, isn't that interesting?
Mm. How would you know?
I'm just saying that sometimes it's okay.
To what?
Just to breathe.
No.
Based off what?
Yeah.
You know what?
You're a coward.
Well, maybe.
See, that's the problem. That doesn't even make your stomach turn. If you called me a coward, I would pick up the phone right now to conquer that fear. Whenever I'm presented with a repulsive fear of mine, I literally am like, ooh, I will not let this thing beat me, and I'll do it. And it's like you're letting this thing beat you.
I don't feel beaten.
You're letting your own fear of vulnerability beat you.
You know what? Let's look at it the other way around.
Okay.
How about you let it sit for a minute?
No.
And figure out where the things are coming from.
No.
If you jump at saying
with neglect comes decay.
This, Okay, look, you know what? You can take that saying and you can just walk out there in the street. I'm telling you, sometimes you have to let things...
You're wrong.
Okay, so have you ever heard of pause? You know what? In the recovery community...
This is not pause. This is not
pause.
The same thing. No, it's not. No, dude, you're allowing this to fester.
Well...
You're allowing resentment to build. It's not the same thing. Pausing is not acting on impulse. There's a big difference. Pausing is when you have a huge, impulsive, potentially historical, something triggered by previous events in your life, historical reaction, and you freak out and do damage like a wrecking ball. Very different thing. We're talking about overcoming a fear of vulnerability to engage in reparations and clean up your side of the street. We are on the polar opposite side of this dialogue.
Okay, hang tough there, sister. Have you talked to your friend who didn't show up for the boozy bike?
But here's the difference.
Ah!
No. Here's the difference. I did talk to her. And she said, well, I don't think I've done anything wrong. And there's a big difference. First of all, that was building for years. And I had been disappointed consistently. And I had voiced my feelings about it consistently. And then I got to the point with her where, you know, I was like, I'm really pissed off and whatever. And I was like, look, dude, this was not okay. You know, I feel like you constantly shit all over us. And I can name 10 instances where, you know, the only time we see you is when you need a place, you know, to park your kid for a play date. And, you know, I mean, that's how I feel. And she's like, well, I don't see it that way. And I was like, right. Well, I'm giving you facts. So how do you speak to those? And then I didn't hear back from her. And the reality, Janice, is that I did try for 2 years. And sometimes, and I looked at it, and my friend Andy was like, honey, Christy's always been a mess. This isn't new news. So the bigger conversation is, what did you think you were going to accomplish? And I got into my whole, like, she's a really nice person. And I thought I could, you know, my usual Jillian, like, I can help. I can save her. Like, we gave her clients. We did all this stuff because she's a really good person, but she's broken. And are like we all are, but she's so broken. When you're broken to the point that your self-worth doesn't allow you to admit you're broken, you're really behind the eight ball.
But this isn't okay. You just said something really interesting. When you do confront someone,
yeah,
take me out of this thing, but just in general, when you do confront someone and their reaction is, well, I don't see it that way.
You're not going to do it that way.
No, but
you're not going to do it that way. You're not going to give her the you statement.
No, I realize
which with Christy,
that.
I got all the way through, hey, dude, when you don't show up, it makes me feel. Hey, dude, when you say X and Y, it makes me feel. I got all the way through that for 2 years until the point when I went, I'm done. I'm pissed. You. And the thing is, I'm not asking you to you statement. I'm asking you to say, hey, you know what? I'm unclear what happened, but I do know this. I love you, and I'd like to sit down and talk about, you know, what's going on. You're not saying you didn't show up and you did this to me and you did that to me. There's no room for her to be defensive.
No,
they're different conversations.
The thing is, though, sometimes I truly believe sometimes it's okay just to let some time.
No,
I'm not
in this instance.
I don't know, Jill. I'm not.
It's not heated, Janice. She didn't sleep with someone else, and you're mad. It's not a heated like I'm so angry. I need to calm down. It's not that kind of a situation. That is what that's for. It's to calm down so you can think with a sober head.
But you and I deal with situations very differently.
Yes, you're terrified of vulnerability.
But you also attack. You will go on the attack far faster.
You're right.
You don't even let space in. And I don't mean that as a detriment. I'm just saying that sometimes your reaction is boom.
Yep.
Whereas I just
yes, and that's the pause for sure. But I've been working on that pause.
Okay, so
it took me 2 years to get to that place with Christy.
Okay, so you and I are polar opposites on how we react. So we're both trying to find a middle ground. You're trying to give yourself more pause. I'm trying to, I have to try to not let it sit for 8 years and then go, by the way, remember that discussion we had? You're absolutely right.
Janice, give me her phone number. Just do it. Janice, take a deep breath and be brave.
No, I would.
Please,
she would be mortified.
Sometimes,
she'd be embarrassed.
No, she won't. I won't handle it that way. Just listen to me. I will not handle it that way. Trust me, okay? You can trust me here. I'm not going to screw you like I like to, and I enjoy doing so much because I appreciate the gravitas of the situation.
Just give me her number. Sometimes with fear, you have no choice. You just have to jump. You just have to take the chance and throw yourself into the fray and trust that if she doesn't call you back, you'll be okay with the knowledge that you cleaned up your side of the street and she wasn't that good of a friend after all anyway. And if she does respond, then it's a win. It's a win either way.
Yeah, but I respect
give me her number.
But I don't want...
Give me the number. Just give it to me right now.
I don't want it to
take a breath.
I don't want it to turn into entertainment.
It will not. Trust me, please. Just give me her number. It will not. Watch what I'm going to do. Just trust me. Just trust me. I only have your best interest in mind. And the lesson here I'm going to tell you right now is that we are all terrified of vulnerability. But I promise you, Janice, you can only know as much affluence as you can know risk. You can only know as much love and intimacy as you can know vulnerability. And this is the great irony of life. And in not contacting her, you bring about the very thing you fear the most, which is actually losing her friendship. Just trust me. Just dial it on my phone. Or you can dial it on your phone and then hand me the phone. Just trust me. What's her name?
Kathy. It's okay, my friend Kathy.
Oh, the friend from here, Kathy.
Yes.
Dial the number.
Hang on a second.
Now I know what I'm going to say. I'm going to say, Kathy, this has been costing me quite a bit on Janice's Motel 6 now that she's not staying with you. That's right. That's the thing. Got it. Okay.
No, but...
You don't know the... What are you scrolling? Just search Kathy.
I haven't called her lately.
Search the name.
Tell
Siri to call Kathy.
No, I... Siri
just hold the button and say call
Siri
Kathy.
Siri doesn't listen to me.
Janice, hold the Siri.
Would you stop? I'm hesitant because I don't want...
Give me the phone.
I would never want
just
this
trust
to turn
me.
Into...
It won't.
Her
trust me.
Feeling like,
I promise
like
it will
she's
not.
Being used
Can
as
you
a-
trust me, please, God, Jesus? Trust me. Sweet Lord Buddha... Who are the other gods?
Now I'm going to cry.
Good. That's fine. Just give me the phone while you do it, okay? Ganesh. Jake, give me all the gods. Yahweh.
Oh, Jesus.
Good. Perfect. Can I have the phone?
Lemmy from Motorhead.
Yeah. Okay. Just have a little faith, please.
Okay.
Hang on. This is good for you. I'm proud of you. Seriously, I'm not being a dick. I'm being super proud of you.
Oh, Jesus.
Hello? Hey, Kathy, this is Jillian, buddy. And Janice, hold on, please. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm good, bud. We're sitting here with Janice, and I've got to be dead honest with you. She is heartbroken and missing the shit out of you. So I had to force her to give me the phone, and she didn't want to because we were on the podcast, and it's come up twice, by the way, over the past couple months. And I was like, give me the phone, you ass. So I just would like for you two to talk, obviously, not on the podcast.
We're not
on the podcast. No. I just said not on the podcast. But I want you to know she's in tears and she misses.
Oh, my God.
You are in tears. Jake, is Janice in tears?
Pretty much, yeah.
I don't want this to. Please, this is not entertainment.
It's entertainment.
Attention.
I said you're going to call her later. Okay, she's going to call you later, okay?
Yeah, that's fine.
All right, wonderful. She'll call you when she's done with the show.
Okay, that's great.
Thanks, bud. Nice talking to you.
All right.
Okay.
Thanks, Jillian.
Bye. Bye-bye. First of all, she answered the phone right away.
I know.
And sounded
pretty happy
to hear
from
you. Yeah.
I don't find it at all entertaining, I'll have you know. I was hoping she'd answer and say, get f***ed, Janice, but... So, all right, no, just call after the show. Just call.
Be weird if you didn't now.
Oh, God, that would be a disaster.
That made me feel good.
Okay, so why wouldn't you just give me the... you see what I'm saying?
Because I don't want... I would never...
But I promise you, it's not about entertainment. I said to her, look, we're not exploiting you. I made her give me the phone. She's been missing you for a while. Sometimes you need a little crutch. That's all. Just like... It's like sometimes... You know, Lou taught me this lesson. I'm not going to lie. I have had some less than awesome parenting moments in the last couple of months, which, you know, maybe we'll talk about that I am not proud of at all, that I'm sure she will remember as an adult, where I really shit the bed and did not do or say the right thing. And I get so caught up in my personal feelings of helplessness, right, that when I see her being helpless, it makes me hysterical. And I'm like, Lou, you can do it. I don't want to hear that you can't do it. You can do it. Don't tell me you can't do it. And she looks at me and she goes, Mom, it was about making the bed. Okay.
Yeah.
She's crying hysterically. And I was like, I don't understand. And it was the communication, right? I'm like, I don't understand. Why are you crying right now? And she's like, I don't want to make the bed. And that didn't work well for me. Right. So I'm like, you don't want to make the bed. I'm like, I don't want to go to work. So what? It takes 2 seconds. We got to do things we don't want to do. And she's unraveling. And what I didn't know, because I'm a dick and an ass, is that she didn't want to make the bed. She didn't know how to make the bed. And we've come to learn that Lou has, she's very bright, but she has some learning disabilities. We just had her tested and she has some learning disabilities. And I didn't know that. I didn't understand it. I didn't know even what she was saying. And it just felt so overwhelming. And Phoenix had already made his bed, which made her feel like crap, right? Yeah. So she's crying and I'm like, oh, for God's sake, Lou, it's just a bed. Just try. Just try. Which is me being super shitty parent, right, in this moment. But she looks at me and she goes, Mom, I've never made my bed. No one's ever taught me to make the bed. Aww. And I was like, oh, God. And I was like, she goes, can you just help me make the bed? And sometimes, but she, and now she's making her bed. But like, it was the same thing when I asked her to start taking a bath on her own. And she was hysterical. And my therapist was like, go and stand outside the bathroom. And then gradually move away, you know, from the bedroom. And it's like, all I'm trying to do here is just walk you over to the situation. And I think that she knows that. It's like, sometimes we're like, you know what? My leg is broken and I'm going to need some crutches.
Yeah.
But now that we're here, you're going to be able to call and you just got to stretch that emotional fabric every time to start to manage these fears a little bit better. You stretch the emotional fabric, you stretch the emotional fabric, and you find that whether you take the hit, and I, God knows I've taken so many hits, right? Whether you take the hit, it hurts, it sucks, but you're like, well, I have closure, which is wonderful. And B, I know I did everything I could, which is a really good feeling. And C, you go, well, obviously this wasn't the right situation. And D, you hurt like hell and you survive it. So the next time it comes up, you're like, well, I know I can, you know what? I got through the last one. Yeah. And every time you take, sometimes self-help is really quite literally just jumping off of a freaking cliff. It is. And going, all right, well, I broke all my bones, but I'm going to heal. And you heal stronger, right? Hemingway, bones are strongest where they've been broken. Mm-hmm. So I don't know that I quoted that perfectly. And other times it works out.
Okay, then what is it? What's the story, do you think? What's the story that I've been telling myself that there pause needs to be done?
No, that's your excuse.
Is it really?
Yeah, no, that's your defense mechanism. For sure. Pause needs to be done with people who are impulsive and will do damage out of impulsive historical emotions. Totally different. This is about overcoming your fear of rejection. So you're like, oh, we got to pause, which is bullshit. I've sworn a lot in this segment. Can you?
I know. It's okay.
Can you quackle?
Well, I cried. God.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Soup or salad? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From your online start to your first 1,000,000 orders, Shopify's there to help you grow. No matter what your product is, they can help you sell it everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, Shopify can help you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average than other leading commerce platforms. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/Jillian, all lowercase. Just go to shopify.com/Jillian now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/Jillian.
Okay, who's tired of fasting or cleanses that just leave you hungry and exhausted instead of rejuvenated and energized? Well, Prolon is the scientifically proven meal plan solution you've been waiting for. Prolon is a revolutionary plant-based nutrition program that nourishes the body while making the cells believe they're fasting. Researched and developed for decades at the University of Southern California Longevity Institute and backed by leading U.S. medical centers, Prolon helps promote healthy blood sugar, support cardiovascular health, and reduce abdominal fat. But Prolon isn't a diet. Prolon is science. science based on Nobel Prize winning discoveries in medicine. And this all starts with Prolon's 5-day program, snacks, soups, and beverages, all designed to keep your body in a fasting state. It's unlike anything you've ever experienced. I did it for 5 days because I've had the absolute hardest time with straight fasts for even 24 hours. And it was a game changer for me. So right now, Prolon is offering Keeping It Real Conversations with Jillian Michaels listeners 10% off their 5-day nutrition program. Just go to prolonlife.com/Jillian. That's prolonlife.com/Jillian for this special offer. That's prolonlife.com/Jillian. Quick math, beauties. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything just costs more. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, access from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. You improve efficiency by bringing all your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. By popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Jillian. That's netsuite.com/Jillian, netsuite.com/Jillian.
All right, everyone knows by now how much I love Skims underwear because I mentioned them a ton and I've been wearing them forever. I mean, I guess specifically a year and change. That's like forever in my life. If I can stick with something for longer than 30 days, it's forever. So this is big for me. And let me tell you, they are worth the hype, from the support they give to their amazing shape. And best of all, they're super comfortable. Whether it's the weightless scoop bra, the fits everybody plunge bra, the fits everybody t-shirt bra, I just get them in sand. You don't see them under anything at all. They're awesome. They're comfortable. I don't even realize I'm wearing them. They go with everything. So shop Skims bras at skims.com now. Available in 62 sizes from 38 to 46H. And if you haven't yet, be sure to let them know I sent you. So after you place your order, select podcast in the survey and select my show in the drop-down menu that follows.
Okay, so I think I touched upon this, although I don't know when you're going to air it, that the, you know, we can't seem to get away from this concept of the ketogenic diet, right? And ketosis is when we essentially take as much glucose out of our bloodstream as possible. And the body literally goes into a state called ketosis. And people think this is a good thing because we have seen that high blood sugar, right, is linked to everything from diabetes, heart disease, cancer, and so on. But this is, and again, we've had the conversation of carbs are not created equal. They do different things. And ketosis is not the same thing as a diet with low blood sugar. I'm going to try to explain this in a way that I can make sense. So one of the reasons that I absolutely hate, there are so many reasons I hate this diet, but one of them, one of the reasons I hate the paleo diet, even though it's not a ketogenic diet, because I think, who knows, I think they eat fruit. They're all over the place with what some of them eat fruit, some of the keto, the paleo diet. But literally, they'll say things like, quinoa is bad for you, right? Quinoa is a type of grain. Quinoa is considered a complex carbohydrate, whereas white bread, a donut, is not, right? The effect on your bloodstream, the effect on your body, on your biochemistry of the donut versus the quinoa is night and day. So the first thing is that, yes, high blood sugar, foods that release a tremendous amount of insulin in the body very quickly are not good, right? If you're athletic, it's a little better, you can tolerate it way better. But if you're not, it's extraordinarily bad and it's overall not good in general. It's got no nutrition. and it's just not great for you. And again, we've seen the negative effects of high blood sugar for all the reasons I just mentioned. However, when you eat complex carbohydrates, and what people think is that, how can I explain this? Carbs are a macronutrient. They serve a necessity in the human diet, just like fat and just like protein. And all carbs tend to get lumped into this category of, oh, they're bad, you know.
Sure.
It's just not the truth. So conversely, in fact, what we found is that when you don't have any sugar in your blood oxygen levels will suffer. And this basically means you're going to bonk. Your energy level is going to tank. You get cloudy. That's no good. And especially when you're working out, right? And you're going to compromise muscle mass as well, because the body just needs a certain amount of glucose to function properly. And we can't convert fat into glucose. Okay. So what your body will start to do is it breaks down its own fat stores to produce ketones, which is what they call, it's like a poor man's glucose, but it still does all the things I just mentioned. Okay. And in truth, if you talk to Dr. Van Hurley, I don't know if you remember this, but she talked about ketosis on the show and said it was a state of physical emergency. Like your body is in a state of emergency. It's not ideal. And people are like, oh, you burn so much fat, you lose muscle, you lose a lot of fluid, you will burn some fat, but it's not necessary to do that. It's not healthy. It's not ideal.
Do we know when our body's in that state of emergency? Can we recognize
ketosis?
It?
Yeah, you can pee on a stick and know you're in ketosis.
But okay, let's say I don't have a stick to pee on.
Under 20 grams of carbohydrates a day will put you into ketosis.
Okay. Gotcha.
Yeah. Okay. And I'm not talking about like insoluble fiber. So you can't be like, well, you know, celery. No, I'm not talking about insoluble fiber. So you can pee on a stick and know you're in ketosis. Hence, my mom used to do it in the 80s, the Atkins diet.
Okay.
You know, yep. I mean, and it's just we're constantly reinventing the wheel. But
yep.
What people don't understand is that complex carbs are difficult for your body to break down anyway, which is considered a good thing. They digest more slowly and therefore convert to blood sugar at a slower pace. So you're not getting this wham, you know, you're not getting slammed with all this blood sugar and then the pancreas is going, oh my God, I got to put all of this insulin. Oh my God. That doesn't happen. It's a steady, stable release. Plus, all that good gut flora that we've been talking about for such a long time that's linked to healthier skin, healthier immunity, healthier yep. metabolism. This is what those little buggers eat.
Yep.
Prebiotics? You don't need to take prebiotics. You can eat healthy carbohydrates. Plus, healthy carbs are high in fiber, which does a host of excellent things from filtering out, helping to manage estrogen levels in the body, helping to remove waste from the body, right? Helps to go to the bathroom. It builds a platform for waste to carry waste out of the body, improves digestion. It's good for heart health. I mean, fiber is great for you. Chicken does not have fiber. You see what I'm...
Yes.
And coconut oil doesn't have fiber. Like, and so you can be, yes, you can eat all green vegetables, but you're still going to have the problem of energy levels and going into ketosis and so on. And so I keep seeing, like, everyone keeps trying to reinvent the wheel. And it just, I don't understand this. It's very simple. It is, I go back to the word simple. We are omnivores. We just are. And I know the vegans love to rage about all the reasons they don't think that's true. But the bottom line is we can chew and digest meat. There are nutrients in meat that benefit the human body. And quite honestly, without it, women in particular can become anemic. Their vitamin B levels can drop. You just need some. You just do. And oh, yes.
I just want to say further proof that we are her. Omnivores is, yes, I raise my hand.
Nicole likes to raise her hand.
I know. And I ignore it until I wait to see how long it can keep its hand up.
Oh, it can keep its hand up for a while. But further proof that we are omnivores comes from our teeth, because we have molars for plants. We have canines for tearing meat and flesh.
The meat.
And then we've got bicuspids and incisors just to help grind everything all up.
Oh, look at it.
Or bite off, I guess. Grinding is more the molars.
Just went to the dentist the other day. But the point is that, you know, you it's common sense. So if you stop and think about the fact that it's like, all right, you know, white, bleached, processed flour. No, that's not going to be good for you. A donut, that's not going to be good for you. But quinoa?
I just wanted to bring it back to that. I'm shocked that someone would say, what might be better for me, quinoa or this donut? I mean, honestly, are we really
They look at carbs as bad. So, like, for example, paleo people, and this is, by the way, I mean, it's very confusing. I have read blog after blog after blog after blog. The actual book, I think, that this came from, the guy called quinoa an anti-nutrient, which is absurd. I can't even, it's complete baloney. No, this is going to do this for your body. That's going to do that for your body. These are why these two things aren't created equal. Conversely, yes, simple carbohydrates have the opposite effect and they can increase inflammation, but complex carbohydrates like a quinoa versus the donut is anti-inflammatory. So the reason I bring it up is because when people confuse cutting out bad carbs with low carb, not all, but many, and I just keep seeing this. And then a doctor came up to me the other day, who I respect, and she's like, we're starting to see these incredible tests where everybody should be on very, very, very low doses of metformin, which is a diabetes medication. And I was like, wait.
Oh, yeah. My sister, I think, has had to take that.
I was like, wait, why? And she's like, well, you know, we're starting to see that it decreases cancer, this, that, the other. And I was like, and I get it, right? I get it, because she's saying high levels of insulin are linked to these things. But I wanted to be like, but doc, what if you're fit? I'm fit. She was telling me I should look into it. And I mean, I will look into it more, but I'm fit. I don't eat white bread and I don't eat sugar. I don't drink juice. I don't drink soda. I don't need, you know, that's when I'm like, why do you need to? And I think that people confuse this ketogenic state and the benefits of a ketogenic state. They think it's the benefits of being ketogenic, not the benefits of cutting out crappy food. Does that make sense?
Oh, yes, very much.
And that,
so.
Oh, God, sorry. That's what I've been trying to clarify. I'm exhausted.
Okay, here's a snappy. Are we rolling, Jake?
Yes, we are.
Okay, so have you heard of echorexia?
That is snappy sounding.
Yes. Okay, so this is, echorexia is driven by anxiety to reduce, reuse, and recycle, or feeling stressed out about not doing enough of it for the environment. That's echorexia. It's an unhealthy green fixation.
Whoa.
Now, in Canada, we are very, very into recycling. Echorexic. Yeah. But it's true. It was in the New York Times, and they talk about how you didn't really see it before. Like 5 years ago, it kind of kicked in when green started happening.
Well, right? I'll tell you, you can't get this stuff so hard for me to talk about, because I'm not suggesting you should make your life miserable. But I do think, you know, we gotta try.
Yeah.
You can't be perfect. And I do think life has to be balanced, but you gotta try, right? I mean,
and I think that's why people are getting crippled by it, because they're trying to be too perfect. It's like, you know, at some point
it's so hard.
You have to loosen it and go, okay, sometimes when I'm on the road or something, I can't rinse out my salad containers all the time and find a place to put them.
That's the other thing. Like, literally, there are days where, like, I'm out of town, right? I don't have a water canteen with me in New York. I'm going to buy a bottled water.
Yep.
I mean, it is, you know, sure, in my perfect world, I'm at home and I fill up my little canteen and great, you know, but when that's not a reality, when I drank it and I'm in the world and I'm, you know, did 3 workouts yesterday, I need water.
I know.
I mean, it just, you need a, you know, it's just, and then you're like, okay, California's in a drought. Does everybody go to the sink? All right. Is that filtered water? Okay. You can't be perfect, man.
But there's also a green guilt. And I think sometimes when you try and, like, you can guilt somebody else out too. You can go,
oh, for sure,
and you can make people feel, awkward. You can push your views on them.
Going
and sometimes
green is challenging, though. I'll tell you, because I realized this when Heidi and I were getting into solar panels. It's expensive. Yeah. And this Tesla guy, though, is a freaking genius. Elon Musk. Mm-hmm. He is the freaking Thomas Edison of our day. Like, he's created, I guess they're not coming out till next year, but roofing tiles. Roof. A solar roof. No more solar panels.
Just the
tiles. Tiles. And there's all different kinds.
I love people that have a lot of money that put it all into finding something.
He's a genius.
Yeah, it's a trip
to me.
He's
a genius because they're so expensive. And then if you're like in an area of the world, you know, because he's like, we can all be off the grid. But I said to Heidi, I'm like, this is nuts. Like, your average bear doesn't have 80 grand to spend on this stuff or, you know, and they never get it back over the lifetime. And it's expensive. I got my mom a Tesla and they're like, oh, it's going to be $4,000 to put the charger in your, with your HOA and your this and your that. And I'm like, I'll pay it, mom. And I thought, like, who...
I know. So you get a car that's fuel efficient.
I mean, I honestly don't know how much my charger was to put in the garage because I didn't deal with it. I'm being honest. You know, my assistant Cody, the chosen one, he dealt with it. And I don't know. Paid with it, you know. So I just, it's expensive. It's hard for people. It's hard for people. But I mean, we should do whatever we can do.
And that's just it. And I think that, you know, I mean, you can go over the top. Like, there's an example of a family, instead of buying Christmas gifts, one of them they went to the farmer's market, hollowed out squash, and made lamps out of it.
Why?
Just to save.
Save what?
Money. Do you know what I mean? Like, you can go so far that you're using so much reusable stuff that it's just like, really? It's a lamp made out of a squash half.
I don't think that that's, I really don't think that has anything to do with the environment. I think there's something psychological going on.
And that's
there.
What they're saying. That
yeah,
it gets
this
to
is a whole different ballgame.
So it's OCD, it's perfectionism, it's all that other stuff that you're putting into green.
You can't send your kids to school, by the way, with, trash.
What do you mean,
trash? I don't know. It comes back in there, like it's, okay, so for example, our kids have these little planet boxes, these lunch boxes, like these tins, and you know, I put their food in it. And if you put the package comes back. So like an applesauce, little applesauce container, the plastic container comes back.
Oh, really?
Or like the mama chia, I give them like these little mama chia squeezy things they like, and that'll come back. And I'm like, what do you want me to do? Like, what's different about your trash can than mine at home?
I guess because there's nobody who has time to recycle there.
I get it when they're like, please don't take, you know, the sandwich and put it in a plastic bag and then put it in their lunchbox. Like, find another way. And there's like little lunch pouches and little bumpkins reusable and the planet box and all this stuff. And we do that. But at the end of sometimes I'm like, I'm putting a piece of string cheese in her lunch. It is wrapped in plastic. Like, I don't know what you want. I can take it out of the plastic, but the plastic still exists, whether it's in your trash can or it's in mine.
But they send it home. Isn't that interesting?
Yeah. And I asked Heidi, I'm like, I don't understand this. And she, you can't give them a plastic or paper napkin, which I'm fine with, right? I'm fine to give them a cloth napkin. I'm like, good. All right, great. I'm good with it. But to a certain extent, I'm like, she said, well, maybe they just want us to see what they ate or didn't eat or I don't. It's intense, which I'm for. But it's intense. Some of it can be a little extreme.
Yeah, ecorexia.
Yeah, news. Oh, we did a segment for you. Everyone fell asleep, but we got through it here.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
those segments intrigued you?
What segments? So we don't have any calls because Manny shit the bed again. She gave the callers a window, but didn't tell any of us. We didn't know. We didn't know. And then we missed the callers. Now they're not answering, so we don't have any calls. I'm going to have to go to Twitter again. And then Janice has segments, dear God. What are they, Manis? Does the color of your wall make you sad?
No, you know what?
Does the fit of your shoes...
I don't know why you think I do stuff like that.
Give you energy.
Did you know one of the most...
Are you stressed at your job? Are you stressed at your job, but too afraid to quit your job?
Yeah. What about that? You know how tough that is?
Yeah. What else you got?
6 ways your siblings affect your health.
I know you've brought that up 10 times. Notice none of us have responded.
You know what?
My kids have a cage match every day. It's the worst. What else you got?
Straight women are far less likely to express sexual desires than other demographics.
Wrong. I don't think that's true.
Straight men think women have an expiration date.
That's true.
Most men lead lives of quiet desperation, Thoreau.
That's true.
And go to the grave with a song still in them.
I believe it.
Searches for "Is my husband gay?" occur in states where...
Nicole!
A, boyfriend, those... and B, he's not gay. Nor have I searched if he was gay.
Check your history.
You have.
Oh, G cleared it like 2 weeks ago. I don't know what he was looking up, but he cleared it.
Okay, it says here, according to Big Data...
Yeah.
Type in Google, "Is my husband" in Google, and the first result will be
gay.
Gay.
I'm going to do it.
I'm going to type it in.
What is that?
I'm going to do it.
Okay, here's an interesting
thing. I'm going to do it right now.
It said,
"Is
a poll,
my
a
husband.
Poll shows
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Is my husband gay? Then
oh
is he
God.
Cheating? Then is my husband attracted to me quiz? Is my husband a narcissist?" Oh, wow.
See, it says a
is
poll
my husband
shows
gay?
That, for instance, 1% of a state's
How
population is gay.
How I found out my husband is gay. Women's health. 12 signs I ignored my husband was gay. Nicole, let's read this.
Okay, boyfriend and not gay.
He's gay, sweetie. Listen to me. There's nothing wrong with it, but he is gay. Sorry. Tell everybody about it. Go on.
He has these slippers.
He does not.
Well, first of all, okay, do you know what he went for? At Halloween, he dressed as a unicorn with a pink belly.
Because I dressed up as the girl from Despicable Me. We were a package deal.
Okay, he's a bottom.
We don't have to discuss this.
True. And he likes white cats.
He has a white cat, not necessarily that he likes them, although he does like his own cat. Yes.
He drove hours to get a white cat.
Okay.
He likes Mariah Carey's music, not just her boobs.
It says here, if 1% of state's population is gay, the other 4% is probably still out there.
Mm.
See, that's an interesting stat.
Is he great at shopping, Nicole?
Well, I'm the judge, and I'm terrible at shopping.
Is he great at shopping, Nicole?
I'm the judge, and I'm terrible at shopping.
Nicole,
so I don't know. I do not know. You would have to check
this
out
This is the article.
Purchases.
This is the thing. I know it's a stereotype, but it's true. Is he great at shopping, Nicole?
Are we talking clothes or groceries?
Just as shopping.
Well, he's not good at grocery shopping.
Doesn't say, no, fat, no, shopping.
But isn't that interesting? The top Google search is my husband.
Gay.
Gay.
Yeah.
But it, well,
he was way too into Halloween. Nicole.
He is not.
Nicole.
He's not.
Nicole.
Mm-mm.
He always made me initiate.
Is that a sign?
Yes, I'm reading him. He's never jealous. I told you he was gay. I told you. I told you he's gay.
Anything.
Honey, these are all the signs.
Okay, what are the signs?
Everyone knew but me. I told you.
No. He is not.
He is gay, sweetie. Everyone knew but me. Honey. Everyone knew but me.
The signs mean nothing. Nothing.
Oh, my God. How is it possible that I just read all these signs right off the internet and he's every single one? Well, honey, there's nothing wrong with being gay, except there is probably something not good about it when you're with someone who's gay and you're not gay. And I don't think you're gay.
No,
you
no.
You make a very poor addition to the gay team.
I couldn't do the gay thing.
You're gay.
I can't do the gay thing. It's not my thing. It's not my thing.
It's not a thing. It's what you are.
Okay, I am not.
It is not a a style. It's not a fad. It's not a trend. It is what you are.
I like kissing my fair share of women.
Trying to trend out of it personally.
Not really more.
I thought I might find my way out of it soon.
No, it is what you
like
are.
Like a haircut. You know what I mean? I just thought I would.
Jillian, it is what you are.
No, I don't know.
But I do find this. I do find this intriguing.
If we didn't have kids, I probably would have found a new fad.
But I, you know what? I don't. You know what? I don't. I know. I should do a little survey with my straight female friends and find out if they've Googled this.
My friends know their husbands aren't gay. Because they're not. Your boyfriend is gay.
He is not.
Oh, my God.
I want to put in my 2 cents here.
Yes, go ahead, please.
To be fair, yes, it completes your Google search, but what else are you really Googling? Is my husband what? Like, is my husband...
cheating?
Okay, that's the only other thing I could
think
of.
But isn't that part of the reason why you're saying, is my husband gay? Because there's something doesn't feel right.
Is my husband cheating or is my husband gay? It's the only thing I could think of you'd be Googling. Like,
yeah, what else would you... Is my husband orange?
Yeah.
Is my husband fired?
No. So it's kind of like a weird...
Is my husband lying? You think that'd be the first one?
That falls under faithful. It all kind of falls under
faithful. Under cheating, yeah.
Is my husband planning a divorce? Is my husband a good father?
Is my husband a pretty pony?
Yeah, like Nicole's.
Unicorn, and it was a Halloween costume.
What heterosexual male? Oh, he likes Disney. Did I tell you that? He's obsessed with Disney.
He works.
What heterosexual man is adorable?
Mine.
No, sweetie, no.
He's not gay, guys.
Honey, he is gay. I keep trying to tell you this. He's gay. He's gay. He's gay. And I am getting you a therapy. Let me write my mom right now. I wonder if I can reach my mom.
Hold on, let's say.
My mom.
That's who we
were. My mom's going to be so mad at me when I...
I'll show you a picture.
But wait a minute. Jill,
we'll see if I can reach my mom.
What's the conversation? Like, seriously, what's the conversation?
I think that women who are, you know, have been hurt by men are naturally attracted to gay men because they're safe. Mom, are... you
so
available.
Nicole, have you been hurt?
I have not been hurt.
That's a lie. She's got major men issues.
I don't have men issues.
Oh my God.
I do not.
You swim in men issues.
What does that even mean?
Oh my
Nicole, we tell the truth.
God.
We tell the truth
I
on the podcast.
I am telling the truth.
Nicole, you have major issues with domineering males.
Yeah, with men who are trying to like belittle women and has nothing to do with the fact it's men.
No, no. I belittle you all the time and you still haven't quit.
You also pay me.
Men have paid you?
Oh.
No, male bosses. I've had a male boss, but right? his wife ran the money.
Anytime there is
a male boss, the wife holds the purse strings. Always.
She's got major men issues.
I do not have men issues.
Oh my God.
I don't like being belittled by men. I don't like being belittled by people who are older than me.
Major daddy issues.
Not daddy issues.
Sorry, my mom.
I don't like, oh my goodness.
She's got men issues and he's not threatening to her. She's afraid.
I am not afraid.
She's afraid of getting hurt. She's afraid of being devastated. She's got major men having control over her issues. And if she fell head over heels in love with the guy that grabbed her by the throat and threw her on the floor and had...
Please leave me a message.
I can't reach my mom. Damn it.
Thank you.
Hang on.
At the tone.
Hang on.
Please record your message.
She knows I'm telling the truth. It's going to cry. See? Look, just like you and your friend.
Hold on.
It is not.
True. Hey, Mom, can you call me? I'm trying to prove to Nicole that her boyfriend's gay. You know my phone number.
You know
call me.
Phone number.
All right. I'm telling you.
No. It's not that. I don't like being ever assumed that I can't do something. And most of the time, it's men. And it's men who are in a position of power who are like, oh, you can't do this and you can't handle this. So this is when I had said I would prefer a female therapist because I don't want a man telling me what I'm thinking or why I'm doing it. Because I feel like it gives men so much more power all the time. And it's something that you deal with all the time as a woman. Absolutely. You have to play these games with men. You have to sometimes play dumb. You have to be like, oh, you're so strong and so smart.
No.
Can you help me?
No.
And it's the only way they let their egos down to let a woman take the lead.
No, she's got issues.
But you know what? But she's got some... but she's saying her truth. That is
Listen
her
to me.
Experience.
She would be dating a guy. She's afraid that she's going to fall head over heels in love with a guy, hetero guy, and she can't take the vulnerability. I'm telling you. I'm right. I'm always right. Hold on. Let me call Heidi. She'll tell you.
I must admit, Nicole, your body language is very...
Yeah, because I'm always right.
Very tight right now.
Yeah, because I'm right. She knows I'm right.
I'm just reading. Hold on. Mama, I love you. I'm just saying you're
he's gay,
body
sweetie.
Language.
And I'm right. Hold on. Hold on. Hold on. Hold on. Just a moment.
She's not going to answer.
She will answer.
She's at the podcast.
Hold on. What is wrong with these women? I'm positive that Heidi and my mother are cut from the same cloth, by the way. When
Which
they
is
get
probably why
and
you're
so is my
to
daughter.
Heidi.
When the three of them get together, they're like, "Stop swearing.
You have
That's not nice." Oh my god. So annoying. Anyway, Nicole, you don't need to Google it. I'm here to tell you.
I'm not Googling it.
He's gay, and that's okay. And we're here for you. And you know what? If this heterosexual man that you find one day breaks your heart, we will laugh in your face, but we'll still be here for you. And you'll survive. Right, Janice?
Yeah.
What you guys don't see is I am rolling my eyes. My boyfriend is not gay.
Jake? How big are his hands? How big are his hands?
Oh, my God.
How big are his hands, Jake?
I don't know. I don't know if I haven't shaken his hands.
No, you saw his hands.
What else have you shaken?
I got pretty big hands, so I don't know if that's
Jake,
fair.
How big are his hands?
They're not that big.
Jake?
Jake. Don't let her bully you into that.
Jake told me they weren't that big. That's how I know.
Jake was siding with you. Jake
No,
has met
Jake is Jake. The one that said he's got small hands, Jill. That's how I know. Don't forget to email us your questions. We want to talk to you at JillianPodcast@gmail.com.